next place, what we call the holy place, is where the priest would go in and offer incense of praise and adoration and worship and eat of the showbread, a sign of partaking of the things of God, okay? And looking at the candlestick, when you read Revelations, you get a broader understanding of the candlestick representing, okay, the fullness of God in the churches. But there was only one person that was allowed into the holies of holies, until I get there, and only once a year.
Still some things I've
and it was the high priest.
Almost
and he had to make sure he had offered the right sacrifices for himself and his family before he took on the responsibility of offering the blood sacrifice of the nation of Israel. If not, then if he stepped in behind what we call the veil, the curtain that separated the holy place from the holies of holies, if he stepped in behind there without being prepared and ready, he would drop dead.
And I will say this so that
because once he stepped behind the veil, he was where?
Okay. I made a statement.
In the presence of God. In the presence of God. We find in the holies of holies, there was what we call the Ark of the Covenant that was carried along with the tabernacle. It was sitting there. And on top of this was two cherubims. Okay? And in the middle of the cherubims, we call this the mercy seat. We call it the dwelling place of God. Okay. And when the high priest would go in, offering the sacrifices for sins, etc., he would sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat, okay, claiming God's covering, God's protection, God's moving the sin forward of the people who had brought the sacrifice. But he would go in and offer this. Now, in Exodus 26, it says, "And thou shalt make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen of cunning work with cherubim shall it be made."
You're the only
on the curtain, they embroidered into the curtain two cherubims, two angels. Similar to that, that's set on the Ark of the Covenant.
We pull in there. To quit playing the game.
My message today is going to deal with this veil. It's very important.
I said, well, that sounds pretty good.
That we get a broader understanding about the veil than what we have.
Or just fix
right, a verse portion of scripture comes out of Genesis.
Need to tell them to okay. Leave off of the
song. I'm going to read just now, one verse, but as we read these verses, I am going to do my best to get you up to date. What brought this verse about? Genesis chapter 37, and we'll read two verses here.
And I said, say what?
And then verse 34. Let's look at
this. This girl's brain dead.
And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit.
You can't call it a hot dog.
And he rent his clothes.
She said, going all down I like to verse is the, 34. The chili, the mustard,
and Jacob and rent the his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son and this is many days.
Day.
Now, if you're familiar with the scripture,
wrong.
You know what's going on, but let's kind of get
here
a picture
married,
here.
Okay?
Joseph, the God young man that we talk about with the coat of many colors.
For 45 years and
familiar?
For
okay. So, the young man that had the coat of many colors, and his older brothers were jealous of him. And without going into a big long story, sometimes we need to learn how to just clam up
this afternoon
broadcasting.
Before we actually
read them, he went out telling them how that one day they were going to bow before him. He
was
going to be superior, etc., etc. Okay.
He
and they become
the
jealous
people to be arrested,
and they wanted him
thrown in prison, and some even being killed. We know the story.
They wanted him out of the family because they felt that he had an arrogant attitude, superior type spirit over them. And he was just
a young kid,
not with enough smart
to do some more
to understand. You don't tell your older brothers one day you'll bow before
me. But isn't it amazing how God can turn things around so quickly?
My brother's only 7 minutes older than me. And I'm sure if I was went in with broadcasting that, me and him would probably went to the backyard and he'd see who was bowing before who.
Old brother Saul.
But
He gets saved, and God does such a miraculous work on him.
On killing him and taking him out and doing him in. When his father had sent him to check on them. How is things going? They're taking care of the flock. Go see how it is. And when they saw him coming, he wrote. This is
so we have
our opportunity.
Written books from him.
And Reuben being the older brother, he says, look guys, let's don't do this.
So he's out preaching Christ.
He's part of the
family. Arrested,
we don't want to bring
like
anything against us and our family.
Else.
So I tell you
and
what, let's do. Instead of killing him, let's just put him over
and
here in the pit.
They've got charges against
now,
him.
Please get this. Leave him in
I mean,
the pit.
All kinds of things have been said. He's given his testimony.
And it sound good to the brothers because if we leave him in the pit long enough, he's going to die.
In the crowd.
Okay.
His name
but
was
Reuben
Felix.
Had another
he's listening.
We'll get him in the pit, and I will come back to the pit, and I will rescue him and send him back to his father safe and sound.
And that he should be the
first. It didn't happen.
That should rise from the dead.
They put him in the pit, and I don't know. I've tried to search this out.
And
Brother
as
Stone
he
might
does
be able to help me with
himself,
some information, but I don't know where Reuben went.
And I said, Felix, while ago.
But somewhere in this, Reuben didn't know that they
said,
took Joseph
with a loud voice,
out of the pit and
beside
sold
thyself.
Him.
Much learning doesn't
because
make thee
if
mad.
He had known that, but Reuben wouldn't have went back to pit to the
I
pit
am
to
not
look
mad,
for him.
Most noble.
But he goes back to look for Joseph to rescue him,
and
Joseph is not
the
there.
King north of
and
these
out
times.
Of anguish,
also
out of anger,
freely,
out of anxiety,
that none of these
Reuben
things are
rent
hidden
his
from him,
garment.
For this thing was not done.
Because he
corner.
Felt that his brothers
Agrippa,
had truly killed him
thou,
instead
prophets,
of leaving him
I know
in the
that
pit.
Believest.
Okay, he
then
rent
King
his
Agrippa
garment.
Said unto Paul,
they had Joseph's coat of many colors, and they had killed
Christian.
A goat. And put
Paul
blood
said,
all over it.
I would to God.
And they said, we must take this back
thou,
to our father,
also
Jacob.
All that hear me this day.
So he can see this.
Almost.
Okay.
And altogether.
And we will be rid of the problem called
these
Joseph.
Bonds. Father, we ask for
so
your
So they go back
anointing
before Jacob.
To be
and they present
on this,
this garment. And Jacob, when he sees it, he recognizes
your flock,
it,
your sheep.
Acknowledges
we ask
that
Lord,
it
that
belonged
you would
to Joseph.
Words.
And it said that when he saw this and was confronted with the fact that his son had been possibly killed by a wild animal, he...
How many of you have ever played a good round of horseshoes?
Is that me? He rent his clothes, tore them.
I do.
In anguish
you know
and despair.
What I like about it?
His son, which he loved and had the coat of many colors made for, is gone.
You can get close.
And oh, what anguish had filled the heart of this father. So we find
that
two
ringer.
Times here it has
you get
happened
within the width of the horseshoe,
that they rent their clothes in the loss
the post,
of
and guess
a
what?
Loved
made some points.
Now we're going to go to another
yes!
book. And I want
that's,
you to take a look at this one.
As long as somebody else don't come in there and knock it down or knock it out of the way.
It's in Numbers.
You get the points.
Chapter 14.
When you think about military, you hear the sergeant, you
and
hear those in charge.
Verse 6.
Okay?
And Joshua the son of Nun and
Caleb
the son of
close enough is good enough.
Which were of them.
Because guess
that
what? When you toss
the hand
grenade,
rent
it's going to do a whole lot.
Their clothes.
Well, can I
now,
tell you
the story
something?
Here.
We're not playing.
Is Moses had sent out 12 spies to
we're not the one
hand Canaan's
grenades.
Land. Familiar
we're
with that?
We're living in some serious times, folks.
Here they come back carrying a cluster
close.
Of grapes.
Or close
and
enough.
The 10 spies didn't say that there wasn't plenty there.
We have got to make some
as far as
decisions.
Good things to have and to
we're,
eat
we're
and
in our
whatever.
Class
but they did
morning.
Come
it's
back a with a report of we just can't conquer
at the
it.
Number of people and you can
because we look
off,
like grasshoppers
you,
in the sight of those
in your
fellas.
Own family.
And they gave
the
bad news.
Well, in our era of
Joshua
time,
and Caleb
who
gave good news. If we
God,
go in the power
who are now
of God's mind, if we trust
God,
our Lord,
or who
if we submit to Him, we let
God,
Him do what needs to be done, we can
close
conquer.
Enough.
Chapter
not,
14 goes into the place
it is
where
not.
Israel rebelled
I'm
going to against
use this part
Caleb
of the text
and Joshua's
very
message of hope.
Here was a king that knew
Joshua
a
and
lot.
Caleb was so stressed over
he had already
the rebellion
knew the story
of
about
Israel.
Saul.
And their decision
the
not to conquer the land that God
he
had
was
promised,
very familiar
they rent their garments
what Saul
in stress,
was doing as a person.
Stress and anguish
and then
despair
he was not only familiar with that,
God's
but he was familiar with the fact
from
of the drastic change
fear. Sometimes
that took place
things happen
in Saul's
to us
life.
And we don't always get
this man
the
that
full picture.
He was bringing into the
people,
to the Roman
we
courts
why they respond
and before the synagogues of the priests, the Pharisees and Sadducees, is now one of them.
The next scripture is
Jesus.
In Joshua.
Okay?
Chapter
King
6.
Agrippa was very much familiar and aware.
And
now,
we're going
with
to
me saying that, let me
six.
Say something. There is a
and
lot
Joshua,
of people sitting in church
Nun,
pews today who are familiar with what
them,
it takes
take
to get to heaven,
the covenant,
but they're not getting it
and
done.
And let seven priests bear, and I think I've marked the wrong
Pastor,
scripture here, bear
I'm
with me.
Get a little rougher. Pardon me? We're living too serious, folks. I've heard this all my life.
I got the
you
wrong
can't play games and get to heaven.
This one.
We've heard that all of our lives.
Let me just do this. In
can
the
I
scripture, and
the days
I apologize
games
for this.
Is over.
I don't know how I done it, but I did.
We were reading in our Sunday school
chapter
lesson.
7,
heard
verse
it this
6.
Morning.
I got the wrong
the
chapter.
Signs
Thank
are
you.
On us,
Look
folks.
At that.
Beulah Thank Land you. Is right around the corner. When we all
and
get
Joshua
to heaven,
rent
is right around
the
corner. The
earth
but it's only going
to
be for those who are doing
the Lord
something.
Until eventide, he and the
it's
elders
not for those
Israel
who's playing games with their relationship
their heads.
With Jesus Christ. Okay. If there's ever been a day
Again,
you get serious, young folks, listen to me. You don't have a promise of tomorrow. Get real today and stay
they
real.
Went to battle against Jericho.
We're living in some serious
won.
Times. So
and now they're
Paul's
going against
his
a smaller city.
He turns
Ai,
to King Agrippa and he says, "Do
and
you believe
he didn't
the prophets?
Send as many men.
Do you believe
this time,
what you have heard from all the Jewish and religious traditions and formalities? I know that
And when
that
they come back telling how many
do.
Men they lost and that they lost the battle,
so he knew that much
and
about
Joshua
the king.
Went to the Lord to
Can I tell
inquire
you
why."
As a minister of the
Guess
gospel today with
me.
The churches and the places that my
Sin
wife and I go and preach,
is in the
I know that you know.
Oh, it ripped his
but
heart.
Are you really doing what
he
you
and the
know?
Children of Israel ripped
you see,
their garments
one thing
because
to know about it
they should have been
thing
victorious,
be
but they were defeated.
It's a shame when we look
okay?
across the world.
So the
today,
anguish
as,
of
as
someone
world,
didn't obey the instructions
body,
of God
at the number of things
and has
that's
brought
going
sin
on within,
into the
within
camp.
The hearts
it
and lives of
just
people who call
the
themselves
who
Christians,
sin,
and they're going to
it
say,
affected the whole nation.
And they're going to say, when we all get to heaven,
and
everybody will be happy over there, but it's a sad day in their life when
we
they stand before
won,
him,
but
when he says, you played
because
hand grenades and
sin.
You played horseshoes with your walk. Depart from me, I don't know
of
you.
How people grieve.
That's going to be a very tragic, serious situation.
What it does
because
to us
the Word of God
of
tells us
person,
that there are folks who will stand before him and get this.
Go to
who will
Second
say,
Samuel.
Why we cast out devils. While we prayed over the sick. While we done this and we done that. Well, you're doing this and doing that. It may get the thing done because you're using a name that's
Chapter
powerful
13.
Enough to get it done. But are you right?
We're gonna
are
read
you right?
One verse out of there, verse 19.
I look across the church
no,
body
we'll read
and in my heart.
Verse 19, and Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying.
I'm not talking
now
about
let me cover what happened here. Her, one of her brothers raped her.
I'm talking about the holiness of God that set you
one
free
of her
from sin
her.
And it set you free from the desires of
she
sin and put you on a straight and narrow path
and, she even
and you're focused on one thing,
go talk to
living for God so
Dad
you can go
let
see
you
God.
Have me. Oh no, he could not
we're living in,
follow
in our
the
times,
rules
the devil,
or the
things
circumstances
of this world
or customs of
the
time.
In
the, he
in the
took advantage
this
of
morning.
A situation.
Deception is all around us, folks.
She felt wasted.
It's all
she
around
felt
us.
Wasted,
and
used,
it's being
abused.
Into
her,
the
her life as a woman now
it's
is
okay
completely
to
destroyed
this,
because
okay
when
that.
You study
one
the
of
traditions
the
of this
that's
hard
in the
woman
church
who
today,
raised
is folks
or
have
who
accepted the ideal
they
that,
were
that they
a
can
waste.
Live together without being married together.
Men did not want them. So
you're
here's a young lady
fornication.
That has been brought to this peril.
They can call it common law if they want to.
Common
law has no place in God's word.
Expressing
you're either
the
husband
feelings
and wife
that was
or you're
inside
sinners.
Of her as a person.
And you can title
what
yourself whatever you want.
Went through.
Brother Owens puts it this way.
We
if
find
you're a sipping saint, get ready, you're going to miss the mark.
That this has happened. Okay.
He said don't drink that stuff.
He sets out to kill the one that
that
done
stuff
it.
That bubbles. Come on.
Now, when I went into this,
with your mind, messes with your thinking.
That,
you know, I hear people talking about a little wine
story,
for the stomach sack
that
ain't got nothing
looked,
to do with alcoholic beverage.
It's amazing
that's,
how
it's
sometimes
not that
God
kind
leaves
of wine.
A big question mark in your brain.
Okay. But we're looking in our day and time, this one brother decides, and if this is part of your life,
that
if you're not
going
living
to take
close
care
to
of
God,
the problem
when that trumpet
of this
sounds,
brother who
you
raped
won't
their sister, okay? So look at verse 31.
What a disappointing
Then the king, we're talking of David, arose
he looks
and tore
at
his
king
garments
Agrippa, and
lay
says,
on the earth.
Do you believe?
And
King Agrippa
all
looks at him and says, you
stood by with their clothes rent.
Persuaded.
This brother not only killed
and
the one who done
preaching in churches
his sister
and I'm preaching about such
wrong,
things as this,
but he killed
not
the other brother.
Particular message per se, but
and
I,
now
I
the word
the
gets back to the king. Your sons are dead.
Almost.
Can you imagine not just losing one, but now he's lost
almost
all
the word of God through these
and
lips
they
of
have been
clay,
killed
reached
and
out
slaughtered,
and pricked their heart,
and
made
the
arrest,
that
and the close
the heart
of service
David,
is coming.
And the
why aren't they at the altar? Almost
him,
they were persuaded
in anguish.
But something
you know,
still
the Bible says, bear you one another's
burdens.
Sometimes we should be so
be
overtaken with the cares
almost
and the needs of others, we feel their pain. And that's what these servants were feeling.
Well, one
they
of
were experiencing David's hurt. Okay?
Pardon me?
Now go to Esther.
Track. Are you in track? Running?
Chapter 4.
That's good enough for me.
Verse 1.
Can I ask
when
you
when Mordecai received
question,
all that was done,
you start when the
Mordecai
fires,
rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes
okay?
and went out into the midst
if
of the
I'm
city
running
and cried
that wall,
with
and
a loud and bitter
on, right?
cry. Now
that's
what
our
he
boy.
Had just heard
that's our guy.
Was the
that's
plans,
our man. And I get
okay,
this close, and I stop
to
look at everybody cheering me.
And Esther was queen
have
at
I
this
finished?
Time. Okay, but the word got back.
And somebody
this
says,
"Servant of the king,
Ronnie, don't stop
we're
there."
Have all
What's your
the
name,
Jewish
man?
People killed for one yeah. reason, because Mordecai
Say,
wouldn't bow before
I'm
him.
Dead.
Mordecai wouldn't pay homage to him.
Blame.
Mordecai wouldn't do that because there wasn't but one person to pay homage to.
Can you hear the preachers?
God.
Can you hear your pastor?
But this guy becomes
Can you hear
so
your Sunday school
and
teachers? Don't
and
stop there.
We'll just do away with
this
all.
This is no time to pause.
Jews.
This is no time
Not
to put your brakes on.
Actually
this is the
this
time you run
done.
The hardest.
He went before
when
the
you
king
see the
and
finish line. When you see
the
signs of the time all around you pointing to his return, you run harder than you've ever run before. It's finishing time, folks.
Are put to death. Oh, that sounds
I'm not
good.
So much
you know why
into this now,
good?
But one time
because the king
I
wasn't saved. He
together.
Wasn't a Christian, and it was going to pump him up and make him look big and
all
mighty.
These pieces
so
in
yeah,
there.
He signs the decree,
and you get down to about the last.
They knew they had
or so.
Mordecai.
Boy, you've got an anxious spirit
Same
about you.
Same thing happened, to
and you
Daniel
can't hardly wait. I mean, you've
children.
Already got the picture on.
People
the,
will
on
scheme
the box,
against
right?
you at times.
You know what it looks
to
like.
Trap you.
You
stay faithful
have
to
put
your
it together.
God. Just stay faithful.
You know what?
So Mordecai gets the
you
word, and then the burden of knowing
running.
That all of the children
race,
of Israel could die in moments.
Everything
he rent his
to
clothes
together.
With agony
you
and despair
and
for the news.
One
but it was also an implication of
that
his faith and trust
finished.
In God. We have served you. We haven't
and
bowed
you know
before
it
others.
It
what now? God,
why can't we get God?
We put our trust in you. You have got to deliver Israel out of the hands of this wicked.
You know what you'll do?
Amen.
You'll look under the table. You'll look under
go
the
to
chairs.
Joe.
You'll look back in the box. You'll go to extremes
going,
to find
why,
that
why
one piece.
Reach? I want you to get
to
a picture of what's
puzzle.
Happening.
How come
in
we
these
can't
scriptures?
Put ourselves to the extremes?
Here's Job. Every one of us are familiar
sure
with this.
Everything is
this
together.
Man was wealthy.
So when the trumpet sounds, we're ready.
Very wealthy. Very rich.
Almost isn't getting it done.
Had
it's
a large family. Had herds, flocks, you name it. Had many
May
servants.
This,
this man was looked upon
it's
and
Russian
honored
roulette.
By his community.
It's
but
a very
he lost
thing.
It all.
We talk about
simply
a
because
of life and death.
God allowed
yes,
the
is.
Devil to come against him and
yes,
test
it is.
Him. There's times you may lose
be alive
it all
in Christ and make
because
heaven,
God has allowed circumstances and the devil
and
jumps on
heaven.
The bandwagon and makes things worse.
It's time, church.
And you may lose your home.
We went to,
you may lose a child. You may lose different things in your life. Your circumstances.
Wife.
Your card is turned upside down.
You talk about some old
and you're going,
down.
Oh my, where do I go from here?
Skin in your
well,
elbows and your knees.
He lost everything. And look at verse 20.
I mean, we got it. This old boy.
Then Job arose
time,
and rent his mantle and,
right and
shaved his
line.
Head and fell down upon the ground
to the old
and worshiped.
Living holy.
Now, the last part of that captured me.
Games with God
in all of his stress and the ripping of his garment because of all the loss, he still found one word active in his soul, worship.
We had a guy there from Sunday morning.
That's hard to do when you're facing some circumstances in life. It's hard to worship. But did you know if you really get into that and worship God, God will pick you up and soar you through the complications that you're encountering
until the trumpet sounds.
You will find
you still got some running.
No
to do.
One
you still
ever
got
cared
some work to accomplish.
Like
put
Jesus.
It this way. You still got some things in here that needs to be took care of.
I looked up some words. Mourning is an expression of grief.
It's a shame at
and
the number
sorrow.
Of people I meet.
It gives witness to those that are around you of what you're feeling inside.
Brother and sister.
So mourning isn't just always crying.
If it ain't here,
sometimes
you
this
know
is
people who's
mourning.
Got bad feelings. Another brother and sister in church. You know what God said about that?
You ever been there?
Leave your gift at the altar and go get the thing took care of.
Have we ever made this expression?
If you got bad
I just
feelings,
can't take
this
no
church
more,
or someone
God.
Else going somewhere else.
Oh,
my
yes,
wife told
he
a friend of
know.
Hers.
Yes,
we
he
invited
does
him
know.
To go with us to a singing.
He made you a promise.
And she said, oh, I can't go there.
I'll never put more on you than...
My wife said,
"Well, you can bear."
Well, there's some problems
so
there. I've got some feelings about
but
my
at the
wife.
Same time,
well,
he
sounds
understands.
To me like you really need to go.
Okay?
Come on.
I looked up the word grief. It's a deep mental anguish.
Yes, I guess
over
I do. Yeah, you do.
Loss.
And one
it
of the biggest things
what
you do
lost,
when you need
if it's
to get
a loved
those
one,
things straightened out.
If it's your
because
home,
you know
if
what?
It's your finances, if you've
over,
lost
you
your job, it's a loss. And all of a sudden, you're in a predicament.
I don't want to be
what
looking
now?
Up. The church is going
what
up.
Else is
so
going
so
to happen? What else am I going to lose? As a preacher, being honest with you, there's been times in my life I'm going,
I do not
want to
hear the words
I can't lose anymore. It's all gone.
If I'm going to hear God speak to me, I want to
come
hear the
on.
Words, well done.
God knows exactly where you
thou
are.
Good
don't
and
forget
faithful
that.
Servant.
You and he knows when you've nays. Lost it all, but he also knows
horseshoe.
When you're still come hanging on to
you
all.
Got serious. It said they
Jesus
that
is
hunger
everything
and
you need.
Thirst.
So just keep
after
hanging on.
Righteousness.
I looked up the word sorrow, and again, it's mental
see, you
suffering
and I, we haven't got the
or pain caused by loss.
We're still on that journey.
Anguish
we're
still is an
the
agonizing
we're still putting the
physical
puzzle together.
Or mental
but you know
pain
it's getting
and
down to
torment.
The final moments.
Well, I think we've all been there
we're
at
talking
times.
About it in class
amen.
This morning. I have never seen
now
America.
I want us to go to Mark Matthew chapter 4.
I'm just talking about America. I have never seen
I'm going to read
such
verse 1.
Idiotic.
Then was Jesus led up
arguing
of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of
just because they didn't like him when they didn't
the
like
devil.
The others before but went
he
right
was tempted
and supported
you know sometimes we
help.
Just kind of
brush
this off a little bit
here.
No
I'm giving you what the world
he left all of his superiority of
wake up to
God
a nation
in
divided
and he came and became man,
if this nation
just like
pull itself
you
together,
and I,
back under God,
and he has been led
back under
this,
holiness
by the Spirit
if the church
into
does
the
not
wilderness
step up and try to, give
to be tempted. There are times when the Holy Spirit will lead you, will guide you into areas of your life, knowing the next thing around the corner is a temptation from the enemy of your soul. You're going, well, that don't sound fair. If you'll get the whole picture of it, it's one of the best things that ever happens to you. Because when you stay true to God and you stay strong in His hands, it will build you, it will make your character of a Christian and your walk with God stronger. We were talking about in the Sunday school, your relationship changes. Our faith can never grow if there's not something there to test it. It has to be tested. So Jesus has been tested and tempted of the devil. I'm not going to read all the temptations. I want to just get the point out. When you think nobody is tempted or tested, just remember Jesus was. Okay? Now, look at Luke. You're going, boy, he's got a lot of script. Just bear with me because when I get down to the meat of this, you're going to love it. And I will get there. Brother Walter taught me this trick, and I'm finding, Brother Stone, it ain't working too good. So I'm going to have to talk to Brother Walter. Okay? Luke 13, and look at verse 34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How oft I would have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. We find Jesus, he's filled with grief. That's hard for us to understand, but he's grieving in his spirit. I have came in the flesh to fulfill all that's been prophesied in the Old Testament, which you've been taught, which been preached by the prophets, that I am the Messiah, and you still won't turn to me. How many times has God rung those things in our ears? You know who I am. You've ran to me in the past. How come you don't run to me now with this circumstance? Oh, I would have gathered you and pulled you in and brought security to you, but you wouldn't run, you wouldn't turn, you wouldn't come to me. And he's grieved in his spirit because all of Israel has rejected him for who he is. Oh, what a tragedy. Back to Matthew chapter 26. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and get this. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. You know what he's facing here? This big old problem of self. His flesh. Have you ever had to deal with your flesh? It wasn't a person. It wasn't other circumstances. It was just good old Ronnie Churchwell getting in the way. Jesus is in the flesh in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, if there's any other way, God, if there's any other way, Father, for us to bring salvation to man, can we please put that to work right now? Now, that's Ronnie Churchwell's version. Okay? But that's basically what he was doing. But there was still something inside of him. He trusted his Father. Not my will, but thy will be done. He surrendered. So you see, you don't fight your flesh by yourself. Jesus had to deal with it. So when you're going through that, just remember, you're not in this thing by yourself. Everything you're encountering, it's been passed on, it's been walked through, it's been lived by Jesus and others. Amen? Go to Hebrews. And look at verse 15. Now we have not an high priest which cannot be touched. Did you get that? Which cannot. In other words, there's nothing that he hasn't already felt or been tempted or had to deal with. Which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So in life, it doesn't matter. And Pastor Stone, I think it's great what you're going to do Wednesday. Young people, please understand this. Jesus knows what it is to be a young person. He didn't come into this world as a man. He was born and was raised and grew up and went through all of childhood, adolescence, teenage years, and the young part of his life. He was 33 and a half years old when he died. So he does know, teenagers, what you face at school or what you face in your homes. And he does care because he had to contend with it himself. He had to deal with all the mockery and the scorn of young kids growing up. Oh, he thinks he's the Messiah. Come on. Oh, he or she thinks she's a Christian. Are you following me? God knows he went through it. He had to encounter it. And oh, the hurt and the suffering and the feelings of what he must have felt every time he faced these circumstances. There was something going on inside of our Lord and Savior. So yes, he does feel what you feel. He does know. Now I'm going to read this one. Then I'm going to actually lay out to you what God gave me. Matthew chapter 27. verses 50 and 51. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent. Now we need the mic. All my life, I've heard about the veil. One simple teaching. All of the years of the children of Israel up till time Christ was crucified, only one person could pass through the veil. We mentioned that. And it was the high priest. And we preach this, and please understand, it's the truth. The veil was torn when Jesus died from top to bottom. And this is the message we receive, and thank God it is part of the message. He said, I no longer lead the veil which blocks the path or the entrance into the holies of holies where the presence of God is. You can go into the presence of God. That is awesome, folks. When you heard the bells jingling and dingling on that old high priest, and you knew the power of God was still made, he was still alive and he was under the power of God, and as long as you heard the bells, you're going, yeah, things is going good. He was in the presence of God. And when you watch people in a church service and they get that dance, the bells are ringing, folks. Come on. When you see them people come under the anointing of God and they're in the presence of God, and please don't take this wrong. I grew up with this, and this has been part of my life, and Brother Stone will probably, they got the shundies. Familiar with that one? Woo! And you wonder how in the world they don't crick their neck and break their neck. Well, because they're under God's anointing. And you watch them, their bodies twisting and they're shaking from head to toe. That's what that high priest stepped into every year. And when the veil was worn, God said, was torn in two, God said, now you can step into that. And you can feel the power and the presence of God. And you can let it put a dance in your feet. And you can cause it to jump and make you to skip. And you can cause it to let you have the shundies. Come on. I was in my office and I was studying, going over that, and God said, I want to take you one step deeper. Have you ever done this to God? How can I go any deeper than that? I'm in the presence of God. God said, I want you to see my heart. You see, behind the veil was where God was. When did the veil rent? At the death of his son. Rip! He exposed his heart. Everything I read to you about what Jesus had to deal with, the Father knew the details. You know why? Because he was of the Son. He was in the Son. Him and the Son were one. And everything the Son went through, the Father went through because He was in Him. There was nothing hidden. There was nothing secret. And when you got saved, He said, you become what? One with us. So let me tell you, He sees the renting of your garments. Spiritually speaking, He sees you when you are at your wit's end and you are expressing yourself with, ah! God says, I know. God says, I know. Go back to Calvary. Go back to Calvary. Take another look. Remember everything my son went through. I went through. I felt it when he took sin on. Don't you know this? This agonized God, when God had to go, can't see you no more, son. Oh, the agony of having to turn away from the sin problem that Jesus took. It was yours and mine.
But it caused the father to have to turn. Oh, the agony that must have ripped that father's heart when his son was saying, why have you departed from me? Why have you turned your back on me? Why have you refused to help me? See what I'm expressing? He knows where you are. He knows what you're facing. Rip! It's because he cares for you like no one else. He knows you like no one else. And when you are standing in that place, I've lost a son. I've lost a husband. I've lost my home. God, I feel like I'm just going under the third time and it just feels like there's not enough strength to come back up. God says, I know. God says, I know. I tore the veil open so you could see my heart. I am touched. I am moved with every temptation, every infirmity that your body has, every weakness, every situation that because sin came into this world brings against you. I am aware of it. And believe me, I have experienced it. So, the day God rent his garment was the day his son took his last breath. He experienced everything so he could give you what? H-O-P-E. There is hope. There is hope. Don't let the enemy, don't let those people that's out there in the world that don't know Christ tell you there's no way out. He is our way out. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Run to him. And he will show you the veil torn. He will show you he experienced your hurt, your anguish, your despair, and I am here to carry you out. Now when you go back and you look at those that rent their garment and you study their life out, did you know blessings came? Blessings came because they did not give up. They did not give up. So you may be ripping your clothes, you may be in your state of agony, but just keep hanging on. Mama used to say this, tie a knot in the end of the rope and hang on, son. Just hang on, because help is on the way. It's in your next prayer. It's in your next worship song. It's in the next moment you find yourself in your own prayer closet calling on God. He tore his garment to give you a picture of himself so you could see a picture of yourself victorious. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father, we come to you in the very name of Jesus. And again, we can't thank you too much for who you are. You truly are a good, good Father. And we truly are loved by you. And Lord, through this message and the opening of your truth, Lord, we understand you do know how we feel when life brings despair and it seems hopeless. We still have hope in you. So Lord, we have presented what you've laid on our hearts. May it minister. May it settle deep in the hearts of your children here. May they glean from it. May they go back and look at their notes and think what they've had thoughts in this service and let God expand. Because Lord, we're living in the last days. We are facing perilous times and oh, the anxiety. And oh, the sorrow and the suffering that we may yet to encounter. Oh, the disappointments of loved ones who've yet not to accept Christ. So Lord, show yourself again. Let us know you're there supporting us and you are the answer. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Stone.